I think Brian's childhood was unbelievably stressful for everybody involved. There was just so many stressors. There was the financial stress. I learned about ABA pretty early and as quickly as possible got an ABA program going for him, but that was before insurance was paying for it. So that was incredibly expensive. You couldn't use typical babysitters because they couldn't handle Brian. So babysitting cost $20 an hour instead of $6 an hour like other parents were paying. So all of the financial stuff was very stressful. Brian's behaviors were incredibly stressful. He needed watching all of the time. We used to joke that you'd think that just by chance he might start doing something appropriate, but it never seemed to be true. He would climb on anything and was just obsessed with climbing on things. All of our bookshelves were eventually bolted to the walls after they had come tumbling down. We had bars put on all of our upstairs windows. He would get on top of anything. He would dump anything or smear anything he could find. Any shampoo bottle, dish soap, a milk jug, a cup of coffee or Diet Coke left out. He was very attracted by water of any kind. We have many stories of when we'd be out with him and he would somehow see water somewhere and just make a beeline for it and go right in. He'd have huge tantrums, you know, pee and poop everywhere. It took years to get him potty trained. And of course, poop was something that was so fun to smear. Many, many, many nights spent cleaning up poop that had been smeared all over the place. And his stim was very stressful also. He had very high rates of self-stimulatory behavior. I was reading everything I could at the time, but back then the going line was don't let them stim. Every minute stimming is a learning moment lost, and so you should try to keep them from stimming. And what that meant was somebody behind him every second of the day trying to prompt him to do something appropriate. So it was either us or one of his ABA tutors. They were here for 3 hours a day, but the rest was me. And it was incredibly stressful because, first of all, he didn't want to be doing anything but stimming, so they weren't pleasurable interactions. It was very hard to get him interested in doing anything else, and he would resist it. It was work. There was no fun involved in it. It meant, because I'd read how important this was, that any moment that he was left to his own devices to stim, I had to feel guilty about it. We were seeing very little of friends or relatives at that point because it was virtually impossible to take Brian anywhere. So people had to come to us, and our house was kind of like a war zone. And I just remember the times when we were with other people, like at holidays, this is constant stress. I either have to give up any hopes of interacting with other people and just be on Brian doing what I'm supposed to be doing, which is stopping him from stimming, or I'm going to interact with other people and feeling guilty that Brian's over there stimming. And so that was very, very stressful. Then we were very worried about the impact of this on our other son. That was very stressful as well. By 2 years, it was completely clear that there was no danger of autism in him or really anything else. So we shifted from worrying about whether he was going to develop autism to worrying about the impact of all of this on him. Our house was a war zone. It was very difficult to take the two kids anywhere together because it was hard to find a place that Brian could be safely that David might also enjoy. And that became progressively harder as the kids got older because even though David was 2 years younger, the gap between him and Brian pretty rapidly increased. And so when they were really young, the sensory things that we could take Brian to, the jumping pit or the climbing apparatus at McDonald's. David liked too, but David outgrew that stuff and Brian didn't. So yeah, it was stressful. Things have happily gotten better.